We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
I could teach someone how to roll the perfect burrito, no matter how big it is.
Teach me.
So what you got to do is you got to make sure that your shell is steamed. So as long as it's warm, it'll stretch for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can put as much stuff as you want in there, and you make it into a line. So you bring both sides up. You stretch it out, bring both sides up, and spread it out to the end so all your fillings are even.
Mm-hmm.
And then you roll and flip it over. And as long as it's steamed, your shell will not break.
I don't have a burrito shell steamer. Where would I, how would you do that just having a normal kitchen?
So if you have a big pot, you could put water in it to boil and put it like a colander over it upside down.
Okay.
So that was, and then you lay your tortilla shell over the upside down colander over the boiling water. It'll steam it up for you.
I'm picturing Janet using, what's that dry cleaning steamer you have, Jan? Get the wrinkles out of your clothes.
My steamer?
Or drag that down to the kitchen.
Well, you know, Nick.
Steam your...
Worst things have happened in my house, so I feel like that might be a
good
idea.
That's a great tip, by the way.
Thank you. I love that you could teach that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
Good morning. Actually, I just went live on Facebook last night and did this. I can teach women how to do a really nice eyeshadow look with their makeup.
You did
or
not
men.
Do this.
I mean, I'm not gonna judge.
No, whoever wants to put on eyeshadow, it's
whoever
2019.
Wants to look fabulous.
Okay, so what is your main trick?
So it's kind of like paint by numbers. You go light, medium, dark, sparkle. So you have four different shades. You put your medium shadow on your crease, you blend it in there, then you put your light shadow on the inner corners of your eye to brighten them up, and underneath your brow bone to make your eyes look lifted, and then you put the dark color in like a V on the outer corner of your eye and blend it all together, and then you hit like the middle of your lid with a little pop of sparkle,
mm-hmm.
and then top it off with some really good mascara, and you have got a fabulous eye look.
Can I just tell you, I'm so obsessed with makeup tutorials. Did you do the thing where you tap the brush and talk about how much you love this particular brush?
I have people asking me what tools to use. So I was talking about a nice fluffy crease brush, like a nice fine pencil brush, and then a fluffy, like deluxe kind of brush that will help you blend.
Do you have to spend a lot of money on the brushes, or can you get cheap brushes?
No. It's like technology. You get what you pay for.
Okay.
A good brush is going to give you so much better results. It'll take all the frustration out of it.
You know what's so
the frustration I find with women is they're using cheap brushes and they just can't blend.
You know what else?
It looks the same as when I show them.
If you don't wash your brushes, give them a good wash with some soap.
Oh, my God, yes.
And you're wondering why your makeup's not coming out.
It's all last year's colors. I don't understand.
17 colors.
I have a great tip. So there is this product called a color change sponge. It's like $8 on Amazon. And you rub your brush on it, and it takes all of the color off of your brush immediately. Like, takes all the product off. It doesn't disinfect. But you can, it's like a call, like a quick color change. You rub the brush on the sponge, and it's not really a sponge, but you rub your brush on this thing, and it takes all of the shadow off, no matter what you're using, and then you can use the same brush for all of your shadows.
Oh, my gosh, that is
I
such
don't
a
wear
good
a lot
tip.
Of makeup at my day job, but I feel like I've learned something.
Yes.
Well,
you can.
I'm glad, Nick.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope I added value to your life today.
Yeah.
You did. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What can you teach?
I can teach people how to fold fitted sheets like they came out of a package.
That
Come
is
on.
Not possible.
Come
they
on.
Are impossible to fold fitted sheets.
No, you get your fingers right into the corners as tight as you can, pull them, then you lay it flat on a surface, fold it a third of the way on it, and then flip it over very tightly, roll it until it's just like it came out of the package. I used to work at a laundromat, and I did, that's what we did, a lot of Damien College when they had their open houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We would do all of their sheets, and you'd have to have them perfect.
Is this a sign of your personality? Does everything have to be neatly folded, tightly packed?
Oh my God, hell no. No.
Oh, okay.
No, just the fitted sheet.
Just fitted sheet.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, I'm pretending to, like, I get it, but I have no clue what you just said. So can you teach me one more time?
Yep, you take all four corners of your fitted sheet. Start with two, the longest length. You fold them and put your fingers really tight into the corner. Mm-hmm. And then you fold them again in half so the other corners join them. And so now you're going to have a nice long rectangle. Mm-hmm. Lay it flat and then smooth it, fold it one third of the way, and then fold the other side that doesn't have the corners on top of it. Mm-hmm. And then you just roll it. It should roll like into a fourth if it's a full or queen sheet.
No, you need to capture this on video and send it to us. I'm still...
Oh, I can.
I got my fingers in the sheets and it's just not going anywhere.
It's like literally I want to have Marie Kondo just take over my brain so that I have that. I love how it looks when you fold things the right way. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And it's organized and it fits into your drawers properly.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
I can teach anybody how to draw.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what would you teach? How are you able to do that?
Basically, we just start with a straight line, and then it's like a game where you connect the line of the other person, and then that's just a basic tutorial, and then you're drawing clowns and snowmen, whatever.
That's amazing to be able to teach. Hi, Kiss, what could you teach?
I can teach how to coupon.
Tell me about, I love couponing. Like, so what's your gift? How do you get by the regular priced items?
Patience. You just need to watch the ads. They actually come out at least a week early. Mm-hmm. So you can compare from like last week's news that has the coupons in it to this week's.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need patience, and unfortunately, a lot of people think they can go to Wegmans one day and get their whole grocery bill for free.
No.
But they didn't do their homework, I guess is the easiest way to put it.
Right.
So the thing I found with couponing and the method that you're talking about, you can't really go needing something that day. You need to plan out and know that in a couple of weeks you're going to need whatever that thing is. That's a different kind of shopper. Some people just go when they need it. You can't do that with couponing, can you?
No, not usually. I mean, sometimes you get lucky and you're like, oh, I'm out of toothpaste and you can go grab it. But normally, no. Normally, it's a couple week process of, okay, I'm on my last thing of laundry detergent. Yeah. Let me check to see.
That's not for everybody.
So when I coupon, there always seems to be the same thing goes on sale. What do you have too much of in your house right now?
I have enough toothpaste and deodorant that my family and friends have stopped taking it from me because they tell me that I'll bury them with it.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. What could you teach?
Hi. I could probably teach a master class on being kind to people.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Teach us a couple things.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Teach us a couple things.
I don't know, being non-judgmental, you know, telling moms that they're doing a good job, being nice to kids. I mean, I'm just a kind person.
I love that. Where did you get that from? The world needs more of you.
100% from my mother. She works so hard. She's so nice to everyone. It's my mom.
I love that. Aww. That is so cool. You know what? That's a good class to teach. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
Hi, I just wanted to add to the couponing because that was my answer. But I use, there are a couple of apps like Ibotta and the Crazy Coupon Lady is actually the name of the app. And even though you can buy things on sale and add a coupon, and then you can also get rebates for them. So you end up, by the time you rebate for all of them, you end up getting a lot of your stuff for free.
That's absolutely incredible. How long have you been couponing for?
I started probably about 2 years ago. My mother, as a hobby, decided to take a coupon class, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have time for that.
Right.
It's time consuming, but it's really worth it. So I started looking into those apps, and a lot of them too, they'll have a free item right on there, especially Ibotta. So if you want to try something new that's just come out, you can usually find it on there, and they'll let you buy one and try it for free.
Bigger picture here, do you ever feel like you're turning into your mom?
Oh, I've been my mother. I realized that when I was like 20 and I started having road rage.
Oh, no. Oh, keep it kind. Keep it kind. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What can you teach?
I can teach how to make your own homemade cleaning supplies and homemade laundry soap.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
So what's some of your secrets?
Well, the number one ingredient in it is soap. I guess it's like something they must have used back in the day. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Where do you get it?
But I've done it. You can buy it at Walmart. You can buy it anywhere. It's like 99 cents.
What's it called?
Zote. It comes in pink bars or white bars.
How are you spelling this?
Z-O-T-E.
Zote. Just wait.
Zote.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Zote in my life.
Yeah. You just take a cheese shredder and you just shred it up really nice. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other stuff you add into it.
Right. Uh-huh. I love, but you can make your own cleansers. That's a good one. Hi, Kiss. What could you teach? Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
Actually, I do teach in the schools about stopping bullying.
Bullying, yeah. That's something that's very near and dear to our hearts here. How do you teach it in schools? What's your method?
Well, I started a program called Devin's Message through my son committed suicide in Kenmore West. He was severely bullied, and we actually go into the schools and teach kids how to, be kind to one another, and we also give out scholarships underneath his name. And it's, really, really hard for our family, but we actually been going into all different schools, Lockport. We gave out scholarships, and we also gave some out in Tonawanda last year. So we're out in the community and trying to get the awareness out of, to stop bullying, and it's just an epidemic in our society nowadays.
Bullying is an epidemic, and it was brave of you to call in this morning, and I'm glad you found a safe place to share your mornings with. Tell me one thing about your son. Share a story about him.
My son Devin was very kind. He was a sophomore at Kenmore West, and he struggled with autism, and he was severely bullied for many years. I did take away his phone. I had to take him out of the school district, and it just got so intense that he just couldn't handle what he had to go through in his life. Took his life.
Yeah. I start with parents, teach your children well. And there is no place in this world for bullying. I'm so glad that you called in, and you're living his legacy through teaching a better way to be. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Take care, sweetie. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
So I can teach. I can probably teach anyone to draw blood.
To draw blood?
Are you a phlebotomist?
I am, yeah.
So you can find the veins. That's a gift.
Yeah, I've been doing it for years. So it's just, I don't know, it's the talent that I have that I can probably teach anybody.
Can you just tell me where you work? Because I know, like, one time I was getting, normal blood drawn, and literally I felt like the person was stabbing me over and over again. I'm like, ow. I had the worst bruise.
It's probably color 97.
Right. But, literally.
I'll get you.
And my veins. I have good veins. They're right there.
Oh, you have the best veins, Janet.
Thanks.
Talk about all the time. Beautiful vein work. I have good veins.
Very plump.
Of course
plump.
You do.
Very plump veins.
Wait, I don't know if I want my veins to be plump because that doesn't paint a great picture, but the good veins, we're getting somewhere on this.
Oh, the finest. Isn't a vein?
No.
Ooh, really?
Talk more about veins.
I hate it when sick people over and over again. It drives me crazy. Most of the people I sick, they say they could barely even feel it. I find it goes wonderful. But I've been doing it for years, and I've taught a couple people how to, but it's just great.
Right.
Can I give you a little trick I've learned, Jan? I've gotten a few needles over the last few months.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like the pinch, and they always say it's a pinch. I'm like, it's not a pinch, it's a jab. I'm going to feel this.
You're stabbing me.
You're stabbing me, but you call it a pinch, whatever. So they say you're going to feel a pinch. I'm like, that's not the right word.
Right.
So I found if I'm getting my arm, if they're drawing blood from my arm, what I do is I take my toes from yes. each foot, and I tap them together in a little rhythm to focus on that. And it literally draws all your attention to just tapping your toes together away from your arm. And for that few seconds that they're going to jab you, stab you with the needle,
right?
All of a sudden you forget about what's going on in your arm and you focus on tapping your toes together. And it's so simple.
That's cool.
It's so simple. It takes the pain away. It works. Wow. Trust me. Tap the toes.
I will try that. Where do you work out of so we can all come to you?
So I do plasma. So I work at CSL Plasma. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing plasma for years.
And people donate plasma, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what does it benefit?
It creates medicine for people that can't afford things. And they right now they're working on something for like Alzheimer's and stuff like that.
Wow.
And try to do things for that and help them in any way they can. So.
Right. That's amazing. I love that you could teach somebody to draw blood. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What could you teach?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. So I've actually had this conversation with you guys over the years, but I actually teach kindness.
Yeah.
And it seems like intangible, but I actually have a foundation which does exactly that, because I feel like, you know, it's one thing to realize that there's a lot of hate in our world, but it's another thing to act on it. And I think that, and I view, you know, my purpose in the world is to kind of change that, and someone has to take initiative and do it. And if it's me, it's me.
Good.
One person at a time, and that's how the world is going to become a kinder place. I appreciate the calls. I love hearing what everybody can teach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.